This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So how much material did you actually record for this specific release, and how much was already on, say, like the HD DVD release?
It wasn't a ton of stuff that I recorded, but it was really for this. But it was really more about, we had all this awesome source material that was just on all these different formats, and we really just wanted one gold standard, ultimate place where you could go for, you know, everything 300. And I think that, you know, that's... Because I think part of it was also when we made the movie, and you know it ended up being the movie being popular, it just inspired us to create more and more material and dig deeper and deeper and deeper. And I think that, you know, we had originally, I think on the HD DVD and on the normal DVD, there's a lot of cool stuff. But as we've gone, we've actually gone like, yeah, there's more stuff and more stuff, and we kept kind of building on top of it, and so we really kind of needed a place to just to put everything, and that's kind of what I think this is.
Did you do a new interview for it, though?
That's new, the new interview, yeah. But it's an interesting thing to have the sort of perspective of time a little bit. Because it's, you know, it the movie is, it sort of exists on its own now, you know, it's like got a kind of gone away from me and gone off on and sort of entered pop culture in its own way, and it's interesting to sort of go back and talk about it and see how you feel now. And it's essentially the same. I have this essentially the same sort of emotional response to the movie.
Speaking of pop culture, did you happen to see the South Park they did?
Of course.
What did you think of that?
Of course, it was awesome.
Yeah.
My favorite one is the Robot Chicken 1776 is my favorite one. It's so good. This is a British colony. It's awesome. It's pretty. Where he punches the polar bear when he's crying. It's awesome.
You mentioned there's been other, you know, throughout the different versions you've done extra material, you know, in doing this, you know, for this version. I don't know if you get to a point where you wish you had done something differently, just in talking about it, you know, so much, or...
You know, no, not to be honest, it's interesting to... Because the movie kind of is the constant, actually, in a strange way. You know, we... the movie itself is pretty... you know, the cut is the same, and I never... We only had a couple extra scenes that we had shot. I don't know, are those somewhere on this disc, those extra scenes? Yeah, so you can see those. And but all in all, the movie's kind of... Which is interesting to me, and I think the interesting thing about the disc is that, you know, you get the experience of seeing the disc on Blu-ray, which I think is just... First of all, that's... It's a movie that lends itself really to that, viewing it in that way. And so, but then what all these different paths allow is a thing that you know to sort of explore it from different angles, you know, without it being, I mean, sort of, you know, with the Watchmen thing, it's like the movie itself is now, is the thing that's different every time. Where now, like, the thing with 300, other than just the awesome sort of experience of seeing the movie, is now you get the three different perspectives on the movie that you know, which I think is certainly valuable and awesome. And I mean, it's so, it's done with so much detail, and like there's no part of the movie that's not explored, you know, in this Blu-ray. I mean, and that goes from sort of philosophy all the way to, you know, how we built the props and things of that nature. I mean, clearly, even just with the talking about the rabbit, you know, is a perfect example of, you know, digging down on just our production methodology to the point where, you know, you could probably watch this DVD and then go make your own version of 300. Probably be pretty close to what we're doing.
There's this nowadays. There's a real with YouTube and with kids kind of learning how to like make movies. You know, but they're all kind of shooting for the edit. They're all like, I think we're creating a generation of editors, and you really take care of your images. and storyboard and everything. And I wonder if you feel like you're kind of providing a bit of a film school, and it's like, no, this is how you make a movie. Like,
I mean, I don't think about it that way, but I do agree with you that everyone does too. They just want to get the material in their computer so they can fuck around with it, mm-hmm. you know. And I think that I do like shooting. You know, I like making pictures, and then I think that does. I mean, I hope anyway it ends up translating to. You know, if people are inspired by that, that's awesome. You know, and they go make some, and they start taking a little time, caring a little bit about the pictures. I think that's a good thing. Yeah, so I don't know if it's necessarily conscious. I'm conscious to say like, oh, you know, you guys need to care more about your pictures. I don't think that way really. But if that's a side effect, that'd be cool.
Does the experience of revisiting these two movies inspire you? I know you should only have one other like feature film, but like to do with any of your other materials, like in terms of bringing it to Blu-ray and adding all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for these future projects or like Dawn of the Dead.
Well, Dawn of the Dead or other, you know, sort of.
I mean, Universal, of course, I haven't talked to them at all about that. So, but certainly with as we go forward, mm-hmm. It's our intention to keep kind of pushing and pushing this as far as we can until it. I think what's going to happen is it's just going to become. It's not right now, but I think that as this process evolves, in order to sort of, because you can't do this when you download a movie off the internet, you know, this is like something else. And I think it makes, you know, the Blu-ray, if you're a fan of the movie, you can't sort of not have it, you know. And so I think in that sense, it really keeps the more we stretch the material and stretch what the technology can do, it makes the, you know, when people say like, oh, you know, I'm just going to download the movie from iTunes, that's cool, I guess, if you just want the experience of drinking the movie in and not caring. But I think as far as this goes, you're getting an experience that, you know, that can't really equal, just quality-wise and also content-wise, it's like a whole other thing. You know, you're getting something for your, not only for your entertainment, but also for your reference shelf, and you know you can always go back and watch it, and it's a different experience every time, which is pretty. That's pretty cool, I think.
Do you think it sounds like you're a big fan of Blu-ray? Is there? Do you know, or you have an opinion on when this will be mainstream?
I just think I gotta feel like it's inevitable in some ways, just because I know that everyone says, oh, it's all these formats are. Not the formats are competing, just but the way people watch movies is you know, sort of what the future of that is. And I just think that people are, what they're looking for is what is the added value of the experience. You know, it's like anyone, I saw the movie in the theater, or I saw it on, you know, I bought it on demand, or I downloaded it from iTunes, but it's the same. What is the added experience? Like, how now in the comfort of my own home in front of my beautiful giant TV, how is that being stretched to its limits? How am I getting the most out of this? And I think that's what the Blu-ray is doing, you know?
Is this the same transfer as the gold standard 300 Blu-ray that already exists, or is it
the film transfer?
Yes.
Yeah, this is as good as it could be. Yeah.
how careful do you have to be to make sure that this process of assembling all these extra materials isn't intrusive to the actual filmmaking?
I think it. You know, I guess it's a thing to think about, and it's a thing we take and consider. But the one thing I think that we are careful to do is that. 99% of what we do for the Blu-ray, especially like if you look at Watchmen, is sort of just vocalizing the process for me. So it's not anything I wouldn't do, you know, it's just what I do. It's just me saying, oh, I'm doing this. I'm going to sculpt an ashtray or a recording device, and that's or we're going to make. So it's we were going to do it. It's just now I'm just talking about it. So yeah, I think you do have to be careful of that so you don't get like led down weird roads. But I think the truth is, we're doing it, when we create these things, now we're creating them just right out of the filmmaking process, which in a weird way translates really beautifully to this, because it allows, like I was saying before, you're basically just, you're just like, almost like you're in a pre-pro meeting, or you're in like a part of the production, which is pretty cool.
We have time for one last question.
Huh? Or not, or it was the pressure of that.
Well, actually, this might be stretching a little bit, but is there, you've worked in sports and stuff like that, and I wonder if you could see professional sports leagues wanting to do something this immersive with the way they present games, or like to give people like a fuller experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime I look, you know, in the distant future, I'm sure that every single, you know, and I don't know if it'll be ever possible, like on live TV or anything like that, but being able to go like, oh, what's that guy doing? And then clicking on him and then seeing his bio and, you know, and the whole being able to like go layer, 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 peel it back like an onion. I think that's what it becomes. The programming becomes really, you make the movie, right? So as I'm watching it, like, the movie I want to see is in there because what interests me is in there. So as I watch it, I go to those things. And then when you watch it, because you are interested in other things, you're like, you drill down on that stuff. So it's in some ways like super custom, right? That's the future.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. I want them to live.